We have no sky today.
I was copying Stephen Edwards. He's the only one that wanted
to. Okay, good. Fine. Kuf Hamid Beis. We'll go straight to the Tosfos, because he said we read the Gemara. Tosfos quotes the Gemara. Lo shanu ele bein tavsha le tavsha. What does that mean? It's sukkim netilas yadayim. Ava bein tavsha le gvina. It's the 10th line. Ava bein tavsha le gvina chova. Between tavshal and tavshal, it's a reshus to wash your hands. But between tavshal and gvina, chova, zok tosis. Omar ben Shmuel, the Rashbam. The mairi b'shneim shel boser or shneim shel gvina. Not discussing fleshiks and milkiks. Ava ben tavshal shel boser le gvina, shel lefono, chova. To wash your hands between cheese and meat tafshal. What does a meat tafshal mean on a simple level? It's a potato that came from the chont. It's mostly Shabbos. Everyone has chont. Right? And you have some extra leftover chont. The potato was cooked in a crock pot or in a pot on a fire with meat in it. But the potato is still a potato. But it's a tafshal. It has some of the taste of the meat in it. So then, as the Rashbam says, you got to wash your hands. What about, you already had the chont, now you want to have cheese? Forget about it. Says the Rashbam. Avol, l'gvina shel achav lo koma, tafilu benetilas v'dayim osu lechol atzura acheres gamaliel. Ochol boser osu lechol gvina. You have to wait 6 hours from the potato and the chont until you eat cheese. Rabosai, is that your minik? Well, what do you do? Aloch alamaisa. Eat the potatoes in the chont, or the equivalent. You wait 6 hours? You have to, before Shirash Ban. Slowly. V'ein nir l'rabein etam. The bein tavshel de gvina mashma tavshel tchila k'diom aliyel. Kami yishe bein basa de gvina. V'lo klum. V'porach v'omar avchiz t'ocha basa osa lecho gvina. El kami yishe bein gvina le basa. That's all types we saw before. On daf kuf. The element base. V'yod, bein tavshel v'tavshel b'shneim shel basa shel gvina, lo me'er shel dita b'chlal, what's the point? They say for cleanliness, no. Bein tavshel, that doesn't belong in the Gemara, cleanliness. That's asking mother about cleanliness. We're talking the Gemara's over here. Farshim bein tav, de bein tavshel v'tavshel hayinu bein tavshel d'basar, v'tavshel shel gvina, de kevan de ein ha'basar v'gvina be'en, v'leka el tav, lo hechmiru sheichova lito yod bein tayin. For ein ole reshus, ava ben tavshel de baser legvina, shagvina ben chov. Talk and pierce after the Omer, a Austrian, lecho gvina achabaser be also suda feel bit to tell the gross back on the previous time. Wow, big fight between two brothers. Whoa, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashba. Who's the mekel here? Rabbeinu Tam. Who's the machmir? The Rashba. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see what the Shulchan Aruch says. You know what? Before the Shulchan Aruch, let's open to the Divrei Chamudos. See a little bit more in the Gemara before we open the Shulchan Aruch proper. Divrei Chamudos over here, Sivkotan Lamid Aleph. What's a machlokas for both sides when it comes to Tavshel Shel Basar? Do we treat it as fleshik, like Rashbam, or not? Kuan de Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah.
You're not able to eat some milk.
Oh, very good. We'll talk about that. Slow. Very good. Good point. Says the Divrei Chamudos Lamed Aleph. Kosta Ramov is Alashon. The Shuman Shel Basa. What's to translate the word Shuman? Fat. It's got him in Shuman. Dino Kibasar Atzmo. Kosta Rashma. Mordechai. Fine. I feel the Shuman Oaf. Esha Achman. The kibasa mamish. What is shuman oaf? It's fat. Is it fat in chicken?
Yeah.
There is, yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
Grease.
Grease. Kenogel. Lo kesh mekilim b'shuman avaz. Hol b'sarof drabonin. B'sof al divrei smak. Shekosa da filu shuman basa b'sar behema. Yesh b'den tavsh le basa. The smak said that even the fat of meat, red meat, has no kosher fat, obviously, is not cooked flesh. It wasn't dependent upon Rabbi Osai. What did the post say? Well, you want to guess? Back to the we have to start chazmir soon. What does it depend on? All the two reasons we gave for being flesh, except that you have meat. Come on. Sheep or? So which one applies to the fat? Right. It gives a taste. There's no, it's not it's fat. It's not stuck between your teeth. That's what the post can say. It depends on that child. Fine. What about chicken soup? Last line of the Chalmus. Kosa Beis Yosef, the Nogar Abosa, the Morok, the Intavshel Shabosa, Holvu Dovet Solom. Chicken soup, you know, perfectly liquid chicken soup, totally liquid. So they will make it, give it a dinner of Tavshel. Avlamu Ov, could go in your Rokos, Yeshad in Bosa. In other words, it's a thick, meaty soup, like vegetable soup, whatever, mixed in with vegetables, I'm not sure what it means exactly. And it's treated as boss. Everyone with me so far? Yes, sir.
I don't understand how that makes sense. I mean, when you make chicken soup, the only reason that the soup, I mean, half the liquid is, I mean, not really liquid, but the liquid.
Liquid's all water.
It changes because of the chicken, though. It really changes a lot.
So good, so it's a tafshil. The same as the potato has the taste of the meat, the chult, the water has the taste of the chicken. Yeah.
What if you like skim the fat off the top of the soup?
Yeah. So that'll be good. Maybe like shulman perhaps. I just wanted to read you inside before opening to the shulman. Yes.
The illustration you gave about the potato and the chong.
Yeah.
You're talking about taking a potato out of the chong.
Correct.
And that's only touch.
Yes. You mean the meat on it? You wash it off. Wipe it off. No meat on it. Let's open the shulman and our both side. Simon, pay test. Sif Gimel. This is our last sif. We have to start Chazar. We have a sif Dalet. We postpone a sif Dalet till after the Pchina. Till after Yontif. The sif Dalet has more to do with Tzadi Aleph than it has to do with Pei Tes. We'll see. And then you have to be chronological order. Simen Pei Tes Sif Gimel. The Siyad and the Shema. See you soon. A Mechaber and a Ramah. Says the Mechaber. Ochal tafshel shel basar mutol lechal achav tafshel shel gvina. Vantila b'neim ala v'shus. V'lechal gvina atzmo. Achat tafshel shel basar. O a basar atzmo achat tafshel gvina. Chovul ito yodov. What about waiting? Doesn't go into the details. We'll get to it. Bottom line is Rebbe Osai. There's a cool of Rabbeinu Tam is quoted la halacha by the Mechab. Fine. Ramah, totally different. He jumps in the middle and says, the yesh matzrikim netila. That's the Rashbam. This is the sheet of the Rashbam that you would require a netila. So the Mechab is Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramah follows the Rashbam. On the Gemara, quotes Rashba. Now, v'shuman shel basar, shuman shel basar. What's the status? What's the status? Who cares? The Ramah said it's like that. Even tafshel, you have to be machmir. We'll see soon. Dino ke basar atzma. That's what we just saw in the Divrei Chamuras. Now comes a whopper minute. The Nogu Akshel Achmir, Shelo Lechol Gvina, Achat Tavshel Basa, Kimo Achat Basa Ratzmo, Ve'ein Lishanas V'Lifrots Geder. What does that mean, Rabbi Osai? What did he just add? Shelo Lechol Gvina, Achat Tavshel Basa, Kimo Achat Basa Ratzmo. You have to wait 6 hours. We didn't have that until now. Until we discussed the Tilos Sedai. Night was in his Chumrin Flow. You actually have to wait 6 hours. 6 hours after that chon, after that potato, which came from the chon. Oh. Now, it's interesting. Shlolechol gvina achatash. Your fleshiks, with respect to gvina, the Rambo concedes. are your flesh with respect to tafshel gvina? Doesn't say. So now it's important to understand whether the shuman is kibbasar or not. If it was kibbasar itself, your flesh is completely. You can't even have tafshel gvina. But if it's not considered meat, it's considered tafshel, according to the simple reading of the Ramah, yet you're only partially fleshes. You can't have gvina, but you may have tafshel gvina. That's Pashim Shah. Comes up to Kiv Eger and says, no dice. No dice. Nothing. It's as follows. Atta, the end of the Ram Kiv Eger. Atta, nowadays, no do iser, I feel a bit tafshel gvina, a tafshel bos. Finished. That's it. So you pass the halacha, you have the potato and the cholon, you're totally fleshes. The Mela, as the body of Shulchan points out, it makes no difference for us anymore whether something is basar or tafshel basar. It's irrelevant. Whether it's basar or tafshel basar, either way, it flashes completely. So we're not going to spend too much time on this because we at least Ashkenazim, our Sephardi brother here, I can't pass it for you. You have to ask your Rabbanim. I can't. I don't get it. I can't get him out. I can't do it. Okay. I don't know. I just know what the minhag is. I don't know. I say I don't know. Any questions so far about that? So we just went through the basics so far. Now we come to the what I'll call the most significant issue for us. Because we're machmer and everything. But there's one thing we're making of. That's in the Rama. Miu. In Ein Basar B'Tavshim. Rakshin is Basar B'Kdeira Shal Basar. Mutu Lechol Achrav Gvina. The Ein Bo Minig Lahachrav. Look at that. This is the chumrah. This is the cooler out. There's no meat there. It's just we'll call a fleshik apat. If you cook something in a fleshik apat, it remains par. I cook potatoes in a fleshik apat, I need that wait 6 hours. It's a very important thing to know. I get the shot all the time. Before Shirama, this is permissive. Frek the Shah. Aizen Akash.
What?
No, Tasha Basar, you had the potato in the cholin. There was meat and potatoes in the same pot.
But the only thing that's in there is the taste. The same thing with the...
Oh, good question. Let's read the Shach, Rabbi Osai, who has a tremendous, tremendous kash. So cut your tests. Miu mein basar v'chulid mut. The kamon reish simen sadi hei. Yisboyer. We'll discuss this at great length with the Shem. Again, after Yontif, we get, way after. That's probably after the next Bechina, the one after. This is the last part of Bechus Bas Bechol, is Tzadi Hei, to the end. Tavi Nat Bar Nat. We discussed this a couple of times. It came up in an earlier discussion of Simon Pei Zayin. What does Nat Bar Nat mean? Yeah, very nice. What does that mean?
It's a secondary taste.
Secondary taste. What that means is, for example, you have fish, and the fish was heated up in a fleshika pot, you may put butter on that fish. Furusha Gemara. Dogim shalom bakara, mut lochel makutach. We'll get to it. Sefek l'shach. What are you telling me? You cook potatoes in a fleshika pot, so what's the din? You're not fleshik. You're not fleshik? You can put butter on it! You're not fleshik! Now, fashion means you don't have to wait 6 hours. You can put butter on the potatoes. Finish them before she did inside the head. What a great cash. The Nira, based on this cash, comes up with a whopper chidish nifl terrace. Tod ashmin and hocha de mutal lechel gvin afakach. Hainu, afilu nisbashu b'kdeira shalohudcha yofe. They cooked the potatoes in a flesh of a pot, which wasn't rinsed out well. There was still some meat left in the pot. That's for sure. You can't put butter on those potatoes. But you need not wait 6 hours. This is a Shach's fascinating teretz. Before we get to the fascinating teretz, the question is, what's the kasha in the first place? We take a look at the Prima Garden. Sif Se Das Yutes, he has a kash against a Shas kash. A very interesting kash against a Shas kash. After the come on, Simon Sadi Hasim Beis. Kosel of a Rav. Who's the Rav? Prima Gunner first to a Rav. Hey Reish, Beis. What does he mean? He means the Ramon. Always means the Ramon. The Rav is the Ramon. The Ramon. The Yesh Machmirim Bitzli Ubishal. Shelo Lecho B'Kutach. B'chein Alocha. The most expression is Dogim She'olu B'Kara. Olu B'Kara means to heat it up in a fleshiga dish. So the Ramon quotes an opinion which says only if they just heat it up there. But if they're cooked in a fleshiga pot or they're fried in a fleshiga pan, then there's no leniency of what? Not Barnat. No, that's our case. So what's the Shas Kasha? The Shas Kasha against the Kasha Ramo. Why are you matir in the case of what? In the case of what's cooked in a flesh of a pot. You don't have to wait 6 hours, you can put butter on it. No, it's not true. Ramo says in Sadeh, you may not put butter on it. It's a chumra that we have. If it was either cooked or fried, only make it when it comes to, and just reheat it. Says the Prima Gadam in answer to his question against the question of the Shach. Yikomakom. Pa'beis Yosef Baruchayim Kufayim Gimel Kosav Gamkein to know I can hetev in his bashel b'kedeira shel basar. You don't have to wait 6 hours. Ula didei kodev Yosef Karo my iria zachazeh afilu b'vas achas shori because the mechal pasim the sadihei like the pashup shot in the sugya that's not by not even when it's roasted or cooked, is mutter. So it's even mutter to put the butter on the potato, answers the shach, as if it's a totally clean flesh pot. If it's a dirty flesh pot, you may not put butter on the potato, but you need not wait 6 hours. The famous answer of the Prima Gadim say pshat and the shach, fascinating. Okay? The kashya against the base Yosef. All right. So be it. It's interesting. The base mayor says, wait a minute. When the Ramah says in Siman Tzadi Hei, let's take a look. Let's keep one hand here in Pei Tes. Just one hand in Tzadi Hei, just to see what it's about. I'm not going to learn it to you. One hand in Tzadi Hei. Okay. Siv Beis. Beis is in his bashta b'mayim b'kderech olevitz. You cook the egg in a milk in a pot. No problem. Mutla says to the Tanagos, you put into chicken, no problem. It's not by not. It's mutla, it's exactly the case. Ramo. V'yesh machmirim b'tzliyo bishul lesen osantab and osantam v'amidik lesa l'chatchila ובדיעבד מותר בכל עניין, רבוסי. So the Ramos makol lechatchila. If you cooked potatoes in a flesh of a pot, don't put butter on it. Lechatchila. בדיעבד, you put the butter on it, kosh. Comes the base mayor and says, wait a minute. In our Gemara, fundamentally, we're treating it as a בדיעבד. When בדיעבד, he already ate it. He already ate it. You want to say now he's not? He may not have cheese for 6 hours. That's a b'di'evet. So therefore, b'di'evet, the Ramos Moda, they will make when it comes to not by not the Yibush. That's the basic mayor's take on it. Kivega has his own answer. Okay, we have in front of us. Not by not. Lanias daiti. Kivega on that shot. Yesh loma the nafkamina. I feel the bishul chometz. The Chorif B'Korah Shabbosah. When it discusses Simon Tzadi Vav at length, Dava Chorif. What's a Dava Chorif mean? What does the word mean? Sharp. Dava Chorif overcomes many leniencies in a negative sense. Even as Eina Ben Yomo, Machmir. Even if, we discussed that once before, even if it's not Barnat, we're also Machmir. That's what he says over here. He says, Eina Ben Yomo, not Barnat, because we're Machmir against not Barnat. Filhaki mutal lechol gvina acharav. Oh, the shach is it's mutal wildly mutal leis, but even at one time, no. Talking about the case of a davar charef. Adka. Rabosai, the Shach's Teretz. The Shach's Teretz. Halacha lemaisa. How much meat was left in the bottom of the pot when you cooked the potatoes? This is a very straight question. How do you learn pshat in this Shach? The amount of meat, was it butler b'shishim in the potatoes or not? You all know the Shach? Yeah.
You'd have to say that it wasn't
about the wasn't. Otherwise, not to talk about it, right? Correct. Turn to the Pisgei Tshuva, Rav Osai. Sifkot Zayin. Shach. V'nir de Ratzal Omar. Afilu im ein shishim neged ha-toach b'en shal pneak der. There isn't 60 times in the potato compared to the whatever's left on the bottom of the pot, the grease, etc., etc. The imlokane, you'll tell me there is potatoes at 60 times as much degrees. Hadra kushal adukta. You can put butter on it. Because it's butter b'shishim. If the grease is butter b'shishim in the potato, it's parv. Ula fiz epshita. The tasha shahusam bo ma'at shuma. Small amount. Mutu lechal achav gvina. Afin lahoya shishim. Negar shuma. He's saying over here, Achilles Nifla. Achilles Nifla. Do you believe this? How can it be? Okay, Sri Sri, but say everybody's Lechem Yehuda. What about the Shach? Yuli, Dafka She'em and Osen Tam Amoshes B'Tavsh. Like a Chuch is Tuach upon it. Amon Nosen Amoshes Tam B'Tavshel. Have a Kemoshuma Ulefizet. B'tavshol sheyesh bo shuman, vein b'tavshol shishim, negdo, ein lahokel, Rabosai, ein lahokel. Against what we said before. What's the shal over here? What's the shal? Depends on the situation. If it's referring to a case where it's not about the b'shishim, then if you put it there on purpose, that's exactly the case, Rabosai, who machmir. The shach is cool only. He didn't bother cleaning the pot out so well. Some little leftovers meat on the bottom. Then we'll make it. If you specifically put in meat to give taste into the potato, then in fact we are machmir. Yes, sir.
I had the shayla actually once lamaisa.
Okay.
I asked Rabbi Ezra Schwartz.
Rabbi Schwartz, shlita bo d'asra.
So my wife and I, we have a cast iron pot that we never wash out with soap. Like, it's a style of cooking, whatever. So one Shabbos, we were having dinner alone, so we decided to make milchiks. But we were making fleishiks for lunch in the cast iron pot, and we tasted from the potatoes that we cooked in this pot that we never clean out so well for meat.
But so, there was no meat that week. It was a milchik. It was a parvot chop.
So we were cooking
potatoes.
We're cooking potatoes
with no meat
without
that
meat.
Week.
Yeah, without meat.
Good.
So, but it was in a pot.
Mavish the shayla.
Yeah, exactly.
Mavish the shayla. Can you imagine? I never heard of the style of cooking in dirty pots. My wife would not have dirty pots. It's a new style. Okay, very nice.
No, it's an old style.
Old style. Okay. Well, they had this.
You wipe it down very clean.
I'm not complaining. It's an old style. You see, it's an old style. The shach had that. Mrs. Shach probably did that way. Okay, so what do I show? Paskin.
So he says, that since we didn't put it lechatchila, it was so we're not fleshing. So.
Even though, was even, the potatoes more than 60 times what was left in the bottom? He didn't answer
maybe,
that question.
Maybe.
Even if not.
Yeah. He said, yeah, he didn't need an answer.
That's right. He didn't answer. Shwartz the Talmud. He knows what it says over here in the Shach. Wow, I never knew it was a stall of cooking. Wow, amazing. Unbelievable. Now the big shout out, Rabosai. A person is fleshik. May he eat potatoes which are cooked in a dairy pot. She comes up, I'm sure, in your house every single day of the week. May you eat potatoes cooked in a dairy pot? No, just claim. Margarine, water, none of them. Take a vote. Who thinks that it's mutter?
No.
I had meat, my deli sandwich. 3 hours later, I had potatoes. The potatoes were cooked in a milk pot. Who thinks it's mutter to have those potatoes? Raise your hand. Who thinks it's also to have those potatoes? Baruch Hashem, no one raises his hand. So you got it right there, Moshe. It's mutter. Not mefarim from Shulchan Aruch. It's the equivalent of a certain way of the opposite case. They quote it from the Sefer Tuv Tam Das, Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Dava Poshet, that it is mutter. The only time where it is a bit of a shaila, Rabosai, you didn't cook potatoes in the milk of the pot, you cooked onions in the milk of the pot. Dava Choref. That's a shaila. Because Dava Choref, you know, is a mekhumrus. And this is discussed in the Prima Gadim, where of all places? In Hilchos Shavuos. That's all these things come up. And he says that he thinks that Dava Choref should be machmir. I don't want to give you that either. But if it's not Chara, for sure it's Mut. Now, this, yes?
Didn't the Rebbe say we're Machmir and everything?
No. No, this would make a lot. He's a Beferish. In Ein Basa Matavsha, right? It's Basha Begderish of Basa. Mut the Lech Lacham Gavina. So by the same token, Rebbe Osai, if it's Ein Cholav Matavsha, right? It's Basha Begderish of Cholav. You can have it after, you don't need to wait 6 hours after Basa. Like you have explained to me, Rabbi, I was like, why the OU has something with dairy equipment, and now they change from OUDE to OUD, and it's not milk at all, it's parva, 100% parva. Could you explain it to me? Who knows pshat? Who cares if it's dairy equipment? We just got through learning. Even if it's dairy equipment, I can still have it, as long as I'm done, wait 6 hours. Yeah.
Could it be a case that there happens to be some leftover milk? I mean,
in the OU factor, they cook your style?
I mean, they say a lot of times
with
nuts.
Oh, come on.
Sometimes with people that have allergies to nuts can't have something, right. And the whole factory has.
Correct. They have to put down the trace of nuts are in this factory.
So trace of milk.
Okay, trace of milk in this factory. But it's absolutely bottled the million if there's even a little bit. Come on. Yes, Sean. So you're afraid. They have a chocolate, which is a DE. If they can have chocolate and a sandwich with your piece of chicken. A little remote. Why not? Who in this room has ever had a chicken chocolate sandwich? We all the exotic tastes that we have in this room. Nobody volunteered to ever had that. So, yeah, I think all the DE is Nash, no? What else is DE besides Nash?
We've had
hummus.
By hummus, that has
the. You see? Hummus. You can put the hummus in a sandwich with a little deli with a hummus on top. Very good. So I'm asking to the E by hummus. Not chocolate. What the E? There's a whole tumult. Do you know what's going on with the Trader Joe chocolate chips? What's going on now? The world has gone completely bazooties.
Front cover of the Wall Street Journal.
What?
Front cover.
Okay. What's wrong? Why can I put my Trader Joe new chocolate chips in my chocolate chip cookie? What, I have a chocolate chip cookie with a salami on top? Fuck, I never heard of anything. It's a Nash. Chocolate chips only is a Nash food. Nash food, we just learned that it doesn't matter that it's D. What's the difference? Actually, milk in the that's a different story. That's worthy of the Wall Street Journal. If it's milk in the chocolate chip.
Meaning they said that, one in a very large number of chocolate chips could be a milk chocolate chip.
Both of the LF, the million.
Right, but they said that you don't want to be in the lactose
intolerance,
so they just.
Oh, man alive. I think they were afraid of a loss of a lactose intolerance, some of that. Maybe that. But it seems to me that I have to wait 6 hours to have my chocolate chip cookie with the new Trader Joe's. If there's a dairy equipment, then once in a yovel, there'll be a... Remember, we have so many coolers about 6 hours, some holding on from 1 hour, so holding on to the other. I'm going to go into that now. Just after, I spoke to a chef last night about a different matter. I wanted to ask him this, because he's an OU, and I forgot. Mice is something, I forgot.
Is that okay? I think Blashkov is okay.
Okay, OU, whatever, maybe. The OU has D, I think it doesn't say anymore. I was told the same product. You say D, now it says D. I tell people, so what? I tell people, if there's nothing there, you have to wait 6 hours. I don't know what the words mean. Yeah.
Well,
That chumro peruga we quoted about being machmir by Dabar Kari, that's about cooked onions. Is it the same if you're fleishik and then an onion was cut with a dairy knife?
Good question. Dairy knife is also an issue, which the poskim talk about. Most poskim say that it's not really a problem, but I'm willing to concede that from, but not chocolate chips. I'm not getting over the chocolate chips so fast. Yes.
Let's say you have something, you had your meat, and then you have something like potatoes that was cooked in a milk pot, but there was milk cooked in it recently, and even though you washed that, it was still pretty recent.
So what?
No.
I think so. The boss said, with this we conclude. We start Chazar. We're supposed to start Chazar at the beginning of the year today, but now we're at 12 minutes for Chazara. And we'll continue the Chazara tomorrow, so we should regular time, 1 o'clock. See you the Shemaya. So you should spend the whole morning Chazaring. Because tomorrow my goal, I have unrealistic goals all the time. My goal, I'd love to, if I can tomorrow, I'd love to Chazar. Now let me not be unrealistic. I love to chazer all Simon Pezayin. That's what I'd love to do. That's probably unrealistic. But at least maybe the first half of Simon Pezayin, maybe it's, let's just chazer a little arithmetic. We have chazer tomorrow, which is Monday, Aliyah. Oh, and tomorrow, I open with the questions on Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's how the Shia begins. I can't not do that, Shol Kinyan. So forget about it. Let's try to aim at the first half of Simon Pezayin, should be the chazer on tomorrow. Thursday after Sukkot, right? We meet right after, 2 days after Simchas Torah. We'll have the Chazar be better for the second half of Simon Pezayin. And Sunday, I'm postponing the Bechina. Sunday after Sukkot, we'll have Chazara, hopefully for Peches and Peches. That's not so long. And Monday, we schedule a day later. Monday is the Bechina, right after, exactly a week after Shemini Atzeres, will be the Bechina on all this stuff. And then Mr. Hashem, then we'll start the new Inyonim, B'Siyah Shemaya. Right, and I told you the second Bechina, I'm going to be advanced on this now, is Mitzvah Shem, Sunday, probably Monday again, after Thanksgiving break, that I hope to cover. Okay, I hate to give such exact things. I want to cover all the way to the middle of Simon Tzadi Dalet, which is the etz of the ikar of Basel B'cholov. It's about the Chaticha Nasa Levela, the real stuff. And then I want to, the last month, because the final Bechina is officially December 27th, that's a month later on the calendar. That'll be Mitzvah from the middle of Tzadi Dalet, Tzadi Hei, which is not Parnat, Tzadi Vav, which is Dov Choref, Tzadi Zayin is Milch and Bread, which is a very short thing. And that's the game plan, although things are subject to change. There's no, I'm not accepting anything in stone, not the, in any direction, but I'll just give you the game plan. Let's see out of the Shema. Yes, sir.
Question on the top shelf. If somebody would take a potato out of a chalent that was cooked, it was a chalent, and then he would eat it, so he would not be able to have milk afterward.
Right. Okay. Correct. Rabbi say we're beginning Simon Pezayin Sif Aleph. Let's talk today, at the very least, let's start the first topic or two, about what it says in the Holy with Shulchan Aruch. Why does it say Lashon Bishul? She had awesome in a Torah the Derech Bishul. How do you define Derech Bishul? What do the words mean? Derech Bishul. Says the Rebbe Kivega, the first one, look at the Prichodesh, Kotaran, in the Sug of Tipas Cholov, the Nesaka de Klipa, the Armin the Chaticha Atmanas of the Vela, very important topic, which we'll discuss by Rechaz after Yantif. I'm a chazak, a ticha as has nevela, hain mishim lasa the bosa b'cholav. Isa kadei klipo lo mashkach as the bosa b'cholav. Can't happen. Why not? Tipas chol shenef al tzli. Nesa kadei klipo. El ha-kocho, the svil el ha-ran, the tzli lo have bosa b'cholav d'oraisa. The dafka derech bishul u d'yosu. Lo sevash kadei b'chalev imo. But lo b'tzli. Chalev imo is milk. Milk. Milk is asim midaraisa. After you put meat in milk, asim midaraisa. But if you put a slice of salami and a slice of a cheese, and they just and you hold them over a grill together, and they're roasted together in the grill, that is asim midarabon on a corn to sheet as hara. Okay. However, the Gra seems to disagree. Again, the Gra right at the very beginning, the Gra, at the Bira Gra, where it says, what does it say? What does it mean? Kol Shayadeh, Os Aleph. Kol Shayadeh Ur, Derech Bishop. It's on the fire, grill, no water, it's just cheese and meat. It's Derech Bishop. How do you know? Well, Shema V'Gemar, Kuf Dalet Beis. Zera Shema Yale. What does Yale mean? You're afraid, you're on the table, you'll take a piece of cheese and put it in an ilfis or seach of klirishon, presumably a piece of meat, right? It's a pan, there's meat there, there's no liquid. So what does it say? What's it coming to exclude? It's not coming to exclude grilling and roasting. Rak lafuke kovush. What does kovush mean? Kovush. Kavush means it's soaking, Rav Osai. So before Shigemara, Rav Osai, in Mesechta Pesachim, which Tosfos quotes over here, we're going to Chulin, you should see it here in Chulin, it's a very important Gemara, very, very important, we'll get to it so many times, but for the moment, let's just see it over here, quoted in Tosfos, Adav Kuf Ches Amen Aleph. The Tosfos is over here, quoted from the Gemara in Pesachim, Chidishu and Mechidishu, Itaro Le Kuleyoma Bechelba, Shari, if you soak meat and milk an entire day, kavush kibavushal, it's shari. Afal gav shenivla achol b'basar because it's kavush kibavushal, so the milk is absorbed into the meat. Afal pishutzon, yeah. It doesn't make a difference. It is permissible midoraisa. Why not derech bishul osretor? Later pasuk saying maliach is the same thing. Kavush is kibavushal. And Meliach is Kiroseach. These are two phrases which the Gemara has earlier in the Sechta Chulin. Very, very important phrases because it's, we learn it in great depth as we'll be going later in the year. That Kovish is Kimavushal and Meliach is Kiroseach. Very important. That's over here on Sadi Zion Amud Beis, line 10. Amashmul, Meliach Areya Kiroseach, like sleep. Kovash Arekim Mavushal, like cooking, because it says that the first has no liquid, the second has liquid. That's very nice, but it does not create a situation of Basa B'chol of Daraisa. It's not considered to be Derech Bishul. So says the Gra. The problem is, Rav Osai, the loss of Vashal Gedim B'chalei Vimo. This is not Bishul, it's only Tzli. What's the answer, Rav Osai? Anyone know? What's the answer? Tzli is included in the word bishul. What? Tzli is included in the word bishul. How can you possibly say such a crazy idea? How can tzli be included in the word bishul? We know it's as two separate things. One is what? One is in water, and one is in fire. Oh, the answer is, but the word bishul is a kolel. Includes everything. Where do we find that bishul includes even something we know for a fact, absolute fact, has to be placed in fire with absolutely zero water or any liquid or other substance whatsoever? What's the source? Anybody remember?
Carbon
Pesach. Has to be tzli. Pasuk says that uvishalta v'yachalta. Parshas Re'eh. Okay? That's the Shaila. It's a machlokas gedolei apostle. The Ran is quoted as being mekel because it's not bishul mamish. But many other gedolei apostle are machle, so the Gra and Frichadish himself is held away as well. Because it's considered part of Uvishal Tav Yachal. Now, Rabbi Osai, what about something which is called Tigun? Tigun. What does Tigun mean? Rabbi Osai, what does Tigun mean?
Frying.
Frying. What's the halacha of frying? Where does frying fit in on the bishul tzli continuum? Anybody?
In the middle.
So I would say like this. If tzli is potter, you have a shaila. What about tigun? It resembles bishul somewhat more closely because there is a liquid there. You're frying oil. It's not submerged, but it's some oil on the bottom. If, however, tzli is chayav, then there's nothing to talk about. If tzli is chayav and bishul is chayav, how can the one between them be potter? But paradoxically, there are those who claim that it's potter. Can you believe it? Sli is chayev, Bishl is chayev, and Tigger between them is potter. How can that be? If you go with logic, it can't be. We go with Gzeres HaKosov. Vayavashto es HaPesach, Divayomim, that includes the tzli, the 100% pure tzli, associated with Korban Pesach. Nothing there, no liquids whatsoever. So that's the Gzeres HaKosov, that's called Bishul B'Lashon HaTorah. However, once you go to Tigun, Tigun is neither here nor there. Tigun is not Bishul because after all it's not submerged in the liquid. It's not tzli because after all there is some oil on the bottom, it's not completely dry heat. As a result, it falls between the cracks. It falls between the cracks. And this could be true, Rav Osai, not only of Tigun, that it falls between the cracks because it is neither here nor there, but the two other cases that we saw the Megillah Sefer talks about. One of them is, Rav Osai, Sli Shalo Agabe Hoesh, which means it wasn't on the fire, it was very, very hot grill, still capable of roasting, but the fire was turned off, it was moved away from the fire. So there the Marashah writes, Yam Shlomo Zayin Mem Hei, he thinks that's not the Raisa. Why not? Sli is the Raisa. No. Sli is the Raisa when on the fire, Korban Pesach. Here, with the metal which is moved off the fire, that's part of the Korban Pesach. That would be no good by Korban Pesach. And there's a whole sugya, how you do it. They have wood spit, not a metal spit. All sugya's called Ketzet Sol and Gansa Nisus. So therefore, since it would be no good by Korban Pesach, there's no source in the Torah. It's not the Dorai. So yes?
Would that also be true for Shabbos?
I was going to talk about that today, but we ran out of time. Then tomorrow we'll discuss it. At the opening of the Shia tomorrow. First thing, 1 o'clock on the dot. Oh no, take that back. 1 o'clock is the Yom Kippur and Sukkos. But as soon as we start the Chazara, the first thing is, can we compare Basar B'Cholov to Shabbos, and to what extent we can compare? But I have one more thing to say. And that is, what if it's Balua? Which is Balua, and that Balua is a whole tumor which we'll be getting through Mishnah tomorrow Shia. Is there an easy to cook Dover HaBalua? So there's an impression conveyed, yes, it's also to cook something which was cooked in milk and was absorbed into a pot. If you heat that up, that's also perhaps minatov. But if it was just sli and balua, not. It's a difference. Again, sli is exeris akosif, only what exists by Korban Pesach, beyond that. It's a minaf gemina, which doraisa de rabbonon. We don't give malchus nowadays. What's not came on old Nakamina? Rabosa, what is it? Isser Hano. That's the most important thing. Isser Hano. Because it says over here in the Ramah, it says, Kol Bosa Bakolov, Shinosim and Torah Mutta Bahano. So it's very relevant. Is it Isser Hano? But then tomorrow, we'll try to do the first half. I guess we'll do the first half. I'm going to tie the front half. That'll be 50%. The first chelik of Siman Pei Zion will be housing tomorrow. Good.